right, we are back. And our guest, this last half of the program, is Dr. Dan O'Brien. And he is a physician and professor. And he believes in innovative healthcare technologies and in public health. And one of the individuals in the chat room indicated that he or she has been asked not to visit a person in a facility. Apparently his mother or her mother is in a nursing home, and up until this situation with COVID-19, this person has been very active with supporting his mother's, just supporting a person that's in the situation that his or her mother is in. And how do you explain that, or when a person is in a facility and depends on people visiting and depends on seeing family, that could really impact a lot of people who are in facilities as far as their relationships, and as far as their, well, they need support. And then all of a sudden your child isn't visiting anymore. I think that's kind of cruel, but I understand. But there certainly should be some way of working around that situation so that you don't have to drop your responsibilities to attend to the emotional support of people who are not living within your home. What are your thoughts on that?
With loved ones and the elderly, it's certainly an interesting situation. And I, gosh, for those that have, you know, including myself, you know, taking care of loved ones that are the elderly, I would, you know, certainly say, you know, continue to take precautions, but also, you know, feel like we have to support your loved ones. So if you feel like attending, you know, going to the nursing facility would be a good idea, I think that would be perfectly fine. Just take proper precautions of hand washing and just being really aware, you know, of common sense of what's kind of around you and if people are sick around you too. So I think just continuing the proper precautions of, you know, coughing over your sleeve, washing your hands, you know, maybe not touching your face in that regard. But certainly if loved ones need attention and you're feeling well and you feel like those around are well as well, I think it wouldn't be a bad idea to continue to support and visit the elderly if you find it's appropriate.
Right. But as I mentioned, there are some facilities that have absolutely cut off all visits from supportive relatives, no matter who they are, what their physical condition is. They've just simply cut them off, which seems, it just seems to defeat the purpose of, well, you should support your relatives. You should offer the emotional support that people need. And all of a sudden, somebody doesn't go and visit their mother because the facility has said no visits. It just seems that it's overkill.
Right, exactly. I'd have to, you know, certainly agree with you. I think right now we don't have that much data on the coronavirus and kind of where and how rapidly it's spreading. So I think everyone's just on high alert in regards to, you know, places where the elderly are, those were immunocompromised individuals. But again, I think being aware of what's around you, utilizing, you know, precautions. But my gosh, to your point, right, we need to really support the elderly during this time. And I think it might even be on a positive, bring people closer together as people are looking out more for the elderly or reaching out to grandparents and parents and loved ones to make sure everyone's doing okay. So hopefully there's some positive relationship building taking place because of all this.
Right. Now, you have indicated that we can prevent viruses like COVID-19, and by doing the things that we should be doing, washing our hands, etc. Are there other things we could or should be doing to help others, to help others understand, and to not overreact? I think there's been so much overreaction, where people are fighting in the aisles at Walmart for toilet paper, for Pete's sake. It's just caused such a panic.
Right, exactly. And when you look at some of the symptoms, right, so fever, shortness of breath, cough, also included in that would be travel, you know, if you're traveling, and also exposure to sick people. So these are very, right. These can be very serious, where it's not everyone has, you know, because some patients come in and say, well, I've had, you know, cough or shortness of breath. It doesn't automatically mean that you've got the COVID-19 virus. It just depends on the severity. And again, have you been traveling? Have you been exposed? So there's additional medical type of questions that need to be answered before there's just an assumption that someone does have the COVID-19 virus.
Exactly. You have to be exposed to it. And if you are not, if you haven't been traveling, if you have lead a rather quiet life, I just think that people are overreacting. The other thing, too, is that you see a lot of people wearing masks, people who shouldn't be wearing masks. The people that should be wearing the surgical mask are the people who have it, who have been tested, or at least maybe suspect that they have it, rather than all these people putting on these masks and dressing up. And it just seems like it's so ridiculous that it causes more panic. And the number of people that actually have it, as opposed to the people that don't, you have to question, oh my gosh, this just seems like the news media is really promoting a lot of panic.
Right, exactly. And then you may run into a supply and demand issue with the mask. For those that really need it, we don't want to get to a situation where we've run out of masks. So I thoroughly agree to your point, especially, you know, traveling, being around the country as well, and seeing the amount of people that are wearing these masks.
Right. We should open the lines so that people can call in and ask questions. So we will accept calls at 800-313-9443. And there was a situation, our board operator, our producer, said that that he went to the store and there was no, and it was late. It was late. There was no fruit, no vegetables, no fresh meat, no water, no canned food, no eggs, no cereal, no paper products. Everything was gone. And I have seen pictures and videos of people who have been fighting over toilet paper. And certainly that's something that everybody needs. But to just go nuts over all of this, it just seems like, well, a panicky situation that is just not doing anybody any good. We do have a caller, Tom in Utah. Tom?
Hi there, Deanna.
Hi,
what's
how
sad?
Are you?
Well, a little upset. I was blinded, I can't always check whatever's happening around me. I went out, just to give you a little background, and you do know I used to work in veterinary and human pathology, so I understand this nonsense pretty clear. But I unfortunately am at the mercy of other people, and I went out with a friend, and he took me to a pizza place where they provide both regular and vegan pizzas. And you know why I'm a vegan is because I know that the primary vector for all these diseases is in the animal blood. But nobody ever talks about that. They talk about, well, don't get too close to somebody who's coughing or sneezing, but you walk right into the butcher shop and have no problem handling a cadaver full of these organisms. But anyway, I went into this pizza place and ordered a vegan pizza, but unfortunately the girl, she had her gloves on, very carefully following the food handler's, you know, protocols. The only thing was that somehow there was a couple of flakes of cheese, real cheese, that ended up in the bin that should have been the Deja, you know, or the almond cheese that they make the vegan pizzas with. And I didn't realize that there was a cross-contamination until I got down to the last bite of that cheese. And when I recognized that flavor, I said, oh, crap, I'm going to be down with a sore throat in 3 days. Lo and behold, that was a fact. So I didn't have contact with anybody who was coughing at me. I didn't shake hands with anybody. Yet, within 3 days, I was dealing with a sore throat, and I'm just now finishing up. But nobody ever talks about the real vector. It's the frickin' bloody dead animals that you guys want to consume. You bring them into your house, put them in your refrigerator, pull them out, and you handle them like an idiot physician. How many times have you ever put on gloves to handle the flesh that you pull out of your refrigerator? You say, well, we'll just go wash our hands. Well, your fingerprints are these canyons which harbor organisms. Once they get in there, washing them doesn't always get them out. That's why we don't do that in the surgical theater. We don't go in and, well, we'll just wash our hands and operate on this patient and just wash our hands afterwards. We put on a barrier. That same practice should be performed in your own kitchen. If you're intent on eating a piece of dead animal or sucking on their fluids, you know, you talk about the particles being transmitted through the air. Number one, saliva is very acidic. So it's hard-pressed to get any bacteria or virus to survive very long in somebody's cough. But when you take a glass of milk, and I used this experience down in Santa Monica when Paul McCartney had me teaching him some of his friends after Linda died with breast cancer. I took a brand new container of freshly pasteurized milk. Took a couple of drops, put it on a slide, turned on that projection microscope. They got to see about two or three dozen coliform bacteria on that screen when we first put that fresh milk there. And after about 10 or 15 minutes after the light had warmed it up, those bacteria multiplied. And after about half an hour, the screen was just almost wall-to-wall bacteria that had doubled. And you do know that these viruses cannot be vectored on their own. They have to be vectored in a bacteria. That bacteria provides the nourishment and the protection for those viruses. It provides the DNA supplies. And then when the bacteria get in you, then they're the little boat with the propeller that takes them to your lung tissue or wherever they're, you know, specifically able to replicate. But, you know, it just drives me nuts in all this nonsense. Nobody ever talks about the food supply. By the way, those cruise ships, when they go to China, they were stocked or provisioned in America enough to get them to China. So when they got to China, where do you think they were getting their food stocks to provision the trip back? From China. So, and by the way, isn't it curious that most of the passengers were not sickened? There's about 17, I think so, of the crew were. Well, who are the 17? Those are the kitchen help. Nobody's ever paid attention to that. They don't want you to know that because it might prevent you from number one, providing profit for the livestock industry and profit for the medical industry. So if you don't want the disease in your house, don't bring it in.
Oh, okay. Dr. Dan, why don't you address what Tom has just said?
Yeah, no, very, very insightful. Thank you for your question. I think the first thing is obviously the coronavirus being zoonotic, right? So you make a great point. And zoonotic.
Everything is zoonotic. Everything is zoonotic.
Correct. Which transfers from, as you know, animals to humans. So certainly they're
what is
right
a
now,
human?
Not right. So there's not too much research right now, and maybe there needs to be, to your point, right, as far as what's actually, what
animals. That research is done, but they keep it silent because they don't want to interfere with profit or make you upset.
Let Dr. Dan finish his answer.
Sure. So just certainly, you know, being that zoonotic, you know, type, moving from animals to humans. And I think right now there's just not a lot of research. Now, there's rumors could have been a bat or what type of animal. So I think right now they're still trying to figure out the exact cause. But to your point, right, I mean, there certainly does need to be some answers to those questions as far as maybe what caused this. And looking into, you know, again, that meat market in Wuhan, China, would certainly be interesting. But you certainly bring up a great point. I think research is still really new, and I think as we learn more about this, the coronavirus is evolving, we should have answers to those questions.
In 1993, I was asked to go down to the Four Corners when they had that problem with the hantavirus. They were being told, the Navajos, Utes, Zunis, and Hopis, they were being told it was in the dust and the droppings of the rodents. Yet I said, I want you, see, in the Native Americans, they trusted me since I actually labored and grew up a little bit in the Four Corners. So I said, I want you to observe these CDC technicians when they're out collecting these, quote, trapped rats, trapped rodents. When they crawl underneath your trailer to go get this trap that they've set down there before, are they wearing a mask or a respirator? Are they wearing anything to protect them from the dust and the droppings of these rodents? And as they observed, they said, no. All they're wearing is gloves and knee pads. So I said, what are they trying to protect themselves from the sharp rocks? Now, they'll take that container, that cage with the rat in it, put it in the back of their pickup, drive it over to the CDC trailer. That's when they will put on a space suit. That's because they're going to take that animal in the lab, excuse me, perforate its body to get blood samples or whatever. That's the time that there's a risk of disease transfer. So then as I explained to the Native Americans, so now by watching them not taking any precautions against the dust and droppings, what do they know or what does somebody know that you don't know? I said, the reality is it has to be blood to blood. So I said, now try to figure out how this rodent carrying this disease is somehow getting into you. And of course, they kept thinking and thinking, and I said, what animal eats rodents and you eat that animal? What animal eats snakes and you eat that animal? And of course, it took them a while, but they finally realized that the number one vector from the rat to them was their chickens. The mother would come along and grab a chicken, spin it around, crack its neck, cut it open, and it had blood all over her hands. And at that point, that hantavirus was entering the Native American family.
Wow.
And nobody ever told them that.
Okay, well, Tom, thank you so much. We will be right back. And Dr. Dan, you can address the issues that Thomas brought up. We'll be right back momentarily.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty, we are back with our guest, Dan O'Brien. And what are your thoughts regarding what Tom suggested or what he said? Are you there?
Did we lose him?
Dr. Dan, are you there? Did we lose our guest? Maybe he muted himself. People have been eating chickens for a very long time.
And people have been sick for a very long time, too.
Okay.
Hello.
Dr. Dan, what are your thoughts about what Tom has said? Tom, let's let Dr. Dan respond to your comments. Dr. Dan, are you there?
Okay, yes, and this is James. Can you hear me from Ohio?
Well, no, I was wondering, okay, I guess we lost Dr. Dan. So maybe we need to get him back. Anyway, Tom brought up some very interesting points, and certainly we've been eating chickens for a very long time, and I don't know that chickens, I don't know, I'm not a doctor, but we all know that we should cook everything thoroughly, and that we should not be eating things that are undercooked, and certainly we shouldn't be eating blood or other things. Have we got Dr. Dan back or no? Oh, okay, great. Dr. Dan, we lost you. Are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. Would you like to respond to what Tom said?
Oh, sure, yeah, just in regards, if that was the previous caller, in regards to, you know, the coronavirus kind of being that zoonotic disease, right, transferring between animals to humans. So I think right now as we learn more as far as research, I think we'll be able to kind of pinpoint maybe the exact animal that had had caused this.
Okay, yeah. And it's difficult to know because there are so many variables. For instance, the travel time over, the food that the people who visited China consumed on their way there, the things that they consumed on their way back. It's very difficult to put a blanket statement on everybody on a cruise ship when only just a few people were diagnosed or said to have COVID-19. So why didn't everybody who ate the same thing have COVID-19? Was it because their immune system was better, whether they washed their hands or so it doesn't attack everybody that does the same thing, eats the same thing. It just attacks people who, as you suggested earlier, have questionable immune systems, who are already vulnerable to certain things. Wouldn't you agree with that or no?
Yes, absolutely. You know, especially to your point, right, with the elderly, looking at if there's particular, you know, malignancies or diabetes or long-standing hypertension, you know, those people that are more susceptible, certainly to be kind of a little bit more watchful.
Right. Okay, we do have another caller. Let's take this other caller. James in Ohio.
So yes. I'm here. Hello?
Yes, yes.
I had the delightful experience of being on your show the first Saturday of the year, I believe in January. But I was going to augment something of what Tom was saying, where he's suggesting a vegetarian diet. And, of course, I met Howard Lyman. Have you heard of Howard's book called The Mad Cowboy Who Won't Eat Meat?
No, I don't believe I have. Go ahead.
He used to be a lobbyist for the the vegetarian people when he was around D.C. He's moved to the West Coast to retirement. He's a third or fourth generation rancher from up in Montana. But Howard Lyman was interviewed on Oprah Winfrey's program, and they were sued by the Texan leaf growers. Do you know anything of that?
No.
Moreover, there's another reference. I don't mean to go off point here, but I believe you lost a daughter last August.
I did.
I want to mail you information. I've been extremely busy from the first of the year. And I'll mention this because the callers in general might be aware of it. There's a woman recovered from breast cancer.
Okay, we do need to go to a real quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold. Arms and or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty, we are back with our guest, Dr. Dan Bryant. And we had James in Ohio that had a question or comment. James, welcome.
Thank you. Howard Lyman was over in Europe, probably in the UK someplace. They were talking about mad cow disease. Well, because he was somewhat of an outsider and they considered him an expert, they recruited him for Oprah Winfrey's program, and later they were sued because of the, I guess you'd call videotape that went on TV, where Oprah is saying, oh, I'll never eat a burger again. And the comments that Howard would confide was when they were coming out of the studio and they taped that recording, he was walking out, and maybe two or three steps behind him was Oprah, and she said, I'm going to eat more turkey and chicken. And Howard turns around to her and says, should I tell you what they feed the turkeys and the chickens? Meaning, I grew up on a farm here in Ohio. I remember Sylvesterol being implanted in the ear of the animal in order to augment the growth. And I figure my own father probably perished from all the herbicides and pesticides on a family farm. He had Parkinson's disease. But the poisons and the things that come from meat products are very serious, meaning the nitrites, the food coloring, and so forth. But back to this issue of the, like what would I say, the viral disease. I believe you'd have a common cold that's caused by a virus. That's often called coryza, the common cold. If you maintain an alkaline reacting fluid in your body, so to speak, throughout the season, you can go the whole winter without a cold. And the way that would happen for Tom, as he was talking the vegetarian angle, sweets and meats are to be avoided, as well as staying up all night and having too much fatigue. And instead, the fresh fruits and vegetables would contribute to an alkaline pattern in your body's digestion and so forth. Am I making any sense?
Dr. Dan?
Yes, no, that's certainly, again, another insightful comment. Absolutely. You know, when you look at, you know, a well-balanced diet of fresh fruits and vegetables, that's certainly key. And just in regards to, you're right, you know, with some of the meat products that people are consuming and really how healthy is that? You know, again, I'd recommend, to your point, right, I mean, just getting enough fruits and vegetables in your diet, having a very balanced, nutritious diet. And there's been, too, a lot of talk, I know, in regards to the Mediterranean diet being really good for you as well. So there's all sorts of diets out there. I really, you know, would tell people everything in moderation, but there's certainly something to be said about some of the meats that we're eating with the amount of nitrates and preservatives in them.
Indeed. Yes. And I think that also you need to be careful of the, like wheat, which they spray with glyphosate after it's harvested, and that is definitely something that people want to avoid, as it causes all kinds of problems, which have been verified. You really need to not trust but verify. Figure out what you're eating, what it is causing, what your symptoms are, and stay away from sugar. Eat a, like you mentioned, a Mediterranean style diet, which is a lot of fruit, vegetables, and maybe fish and chicken, and just a good variety, and not a lot of carbohydrates, because carbohydrates do contribute to candida, and which can be really bad, right?
Yes, absolutely. It just biochemically, right, carbohydrates break down into sugar, which stores as fat. So that's just so crucial, you know, to stay away from, you know, sugars for sure.
Right. James, did you have another comment or a question?
Well, I can mention a web page very quickly about the woman who was in the, she was a physician, she worked in California. Her webpage was the drday.com. Do you remember that? drday.com. Dr. Lorraine Day.
Oh, right, yes.
Mm-hmm. She's a grandmother now, and on her webpage she shows her two grandchildren, the babies, I believe. And I thought her webpage was remarkably good. I was listening to her about 25 years ago in Michigan after I'd been injured. I listened to her still about 16 hours a day. But she would point out that they were very unsuccessful using chemotherapy and surgery and maybe radiation for treating cancer. And she goes off on a different pattern and uses better diet. That's about all I need to say. We might talk privately if you want to call me, or I could call you at Chicago area sometime if you want to.
Yes, I I have interviewed Dr. Day, and particularly about her breast cancer and the treatment that she used, which was very successful. So, anyway, thanks for your call, James.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless you also. Okay, so there's so many variables and so many things that contribute to our overall health. And certainly diet is a really big thing when you're talking about health. It's how we feed our body, how we digest. It's just a very important thing. You can't just eat what you want and expect to be healthy. And there are just a lot of things that are very, very unhealthy. We do have another caller, Sebastian in Sweden. Sebastian?
Yes, hello. This is I just want to call you to tell you the situation in Sweden is really bad. And we have 961 cases and 147 today, and that's a population of 12 million. And I think it's going to get higher, and because the government is being so nonchalant about the whole thing, they're not even testing people for the COVID-19. They said they stopped testing them. And people in my age group, and I'm in one of those categories. I'm 72, and I have a bad heart, and I have diabetes, but I keep it. I don't have to take shots or pills. I just try to keep it under control by my diet. And I also take blood thinners. So this, I'm living in that situation that now I've got enough food for 6 months, almost 6 months, maybe 4 months for me and my two cats. I have enough cat food for them as well. So I'm going to just stay here in the home. I'm not going out anywhere. I'm not going to buy any. I just got vitamins and some herbs from the garden, and I'll start my greenhouse going, and maybe, you know, growing vegetables, tomatoes, lettuce, and squash. But I don't know. I think it's almost like the majority of the people who die from it are over 60. And I just think it's something, it's almost like it's a thing against old people that they want to get rid of them so they can get better housing for the young people and et cetera, et cetera. I know we have a lot in Sweden, pensioners, and all throughout Europe, you know, a lot of baby boomers. So like in Italy today, they had 3,487 new cases. So they're up at 21,157 today. So the situation in Europe is the new epicenter of the whole, of the corona. So I understand President Trump when he said he's not going to take any more flights from Europe. The whole European common market is just, it's the reason why we have it. If we could close our own borders and everyone just could go back the way they were before the common market, I think it would be a better place to live. When I first came here, it was just so beautiful. It was just so completely different. And now sometimes I wish I was back in the States. At least I could protect my home with a weapon, which you can't do here in Sweden. So I'm really disappointed with this, the way a lot of governments are handling the situation. I mean, China and the East countries, they seem to be doing okay now. They're coming down on the deaths. So, but I was just asked the doctor, is there any other vitamins besides vitamin C? And, of course, you get vitamin D from the sun. Is there any other thing any other vitamin or mineral would sort of combat this COVID-19?
Right. No, great. Great question. Thank you so much too for your, feedback and of course for your question. And I think you're actually spot on as far as those, vitamins, you know, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, you know, also known as the acronym ACE, they used to teach us in medical school, are certainly ones to keep in mind for vitamins. So A, C, and E, I would certainly stick with in regards to boosting your immune system and whatever else you can do. It seems like you're doing all the right things, and I certainly applaud you for that. But continue to find ways to boost your immune system, right? Well-balanced diet, getting plenty of sleep will certainly help in this regard. And the immune system plays such a crucial role.
Sebastian, how long have you been in Sweden?
Since 1970. I came to Europe in 69.
Okay.
I mean, I've been in 68, actually. So I've been quite a long time. I don't know. I think I had to have a relatives back in the States of Virginia, a sister, and I call, and they seem they don't have many cases. The only cases they have in Virginia are around Quantico, and we all know what that is. So, those people travel all around the world. But okay. Well, thank you very much, Deanna. And take care.
You too. Take care. Take care of your cats too.
Yeah, I do that. But one, he goes out. He's called the dude, and he goes out for 2 or 3 days, and he comes home. You know, And then, but I have one that stays home all the time. She's here. Unfortunately, he's not operated. I tried to get him, and I called the veterinarian. And the day he came home every morning, except for the morning that I was supposed to take him to the vet. He just stayed away. For some reason, he knew.
They're pretty intuitive.
So I don't. They are. They're really smart animals when you think about it. It's amazing how they. He acts like a dog. He goes out in the rain. He comes in. He shakes off, and you know he can get in your lap and you can pet him like a little dog. It's they're strange animals. Two different personalities.
Yes.
Two different cats.
Yes, I have two cats also. Well, thank you very much, Sebastian.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye bye. Stay well. All righty. I don't think we have any more callers. So, what are your comments regarding? If you have any additional comments regarding what Sebastian said, it's nice to have a caller from another country that gives us some perspective about another place.
Right, absolutely. And just, again, this shows with the coronavirus, you know, kind of where it's spreading to. You know, according to the recent literature, you know, it's across 118 countries. So there's certainly, obviously, in China being affected, Italy, where he's at, and Sweden. So just how speed is everything in regards to this, and just understanding population movement of where this is actually spreading. And he made some great points in regards to immune system, just finding ways to boost your immune system, you know, through vitamin C, through vitamin D, which actually helps with the absorption of vitamin C, and of course vitamin A and vitamin E, which are antioxidants, are also important when looking at vitamins.
Right. And yes, I appreciate his phone call. All righty. So you also indicate that you believe in something called telemedicine. Digital health, robotic surgery technology. Tell us about telemedicine. What is that?
Yeah, so telemedicine is, you know, imagine you're needing assistance and you live kind of maybe in a rural area. You know, say you live in Chicago or take a big city, New York, LA, and you can't quite get to some of the major hospitals. When you look at telemedicine, you could be in some of the rural areas and still kind of get care via kind of virtual. We're seeing a lot with technology, and I think with this case with the coronavirus, as people are not heading into hospitals, maybe they're afraid they'll be around sick people or can't get the treatment they need right away, telemedicine certainly could be a great avenue for patients to gain that access. You know, right now, quality of care, cost, access are three major things in healthcare, and the telemedicine, I believe, can help with the access, especially in this pandemic with the coronavirus.
Yes, and which brings up another thought that which we talked briefly about a few minutes ago was that people who are in nursing homes or in facilities that are now unable to have their relatives come in to give them the emotional support that they need using telemedicine or that format. To be able to talk with them via Skype or via that particular way, that you could still visit with them, still support them emotionally, seems like a really great idea. If you can't do it in person, then that would certainly fill a measure of what they really need is support from family. Correct?
Yes, absolutely. And just, you know, again, the 21st century, this is a great time to utilize technology like telemedicine.
Indeed, indeed. And doctors may converse with their patients using this method. If a person is in a facility, then the nurses at the facility can take the pulse or whatever else needs to be done. And report it directly to the doctor. It seems like a very worthwhile thing to engage in.
Yes, absolutely. Especially as nurses and doctors are overwhelmed in the hospital. It's a great avenue to gain access to healthcare.
Indeed, So as much as we sometimes are negative about the technology, I certainly don't use a lot of things, technological things. I don't have a microwave. I don't have a lot of dangerous technology within my home, things that I think are introduce frequencies that I don't want to expose my body to. But I think that technology can also be a good thing if used in a very beneficial way that would support, emotionally support or physically support your relatives. Okay, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will return momentarily.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We are back with our guest, Dr. Dan O'Brien, and we have just a few minutes. Would you like to respond to anything that's been said, or talk about the digital health, the robotic surgery, which I find very interesting? I think that oftentimes that surgery, it really is sometimes necessary, but sometimes the recovery is quite lengthy, and it requires a lot of recovery time. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Robotic technology. There's several actually companies, I think, that have come out with, you know, obviously robotic technology in the OR. And what they've shown is you're able to treat more patients. So again, that's able to increase the access while also reducing possible infections and having smaller incisions. So there certainly seems to be a market for robotic technology being able to treat more patients. And again, that would increase the access. Even though there are some, there could be some drawbacks to utilizing it because it's not as traditional route of going through surgery. So that's certainly been, very interesting. And also, too, which kind of relates to the coronavirus, and there's been a lot of kind of debate as far as AI, artificial intelligence right now. It's transformed every industry, and it seems like it could be possibly transforming the healthcare industry when we look at another public health tool to be able to look at real-time data around the coronavirus, maybe being able to predict through predictive analytics, through this machine learning algorithm with AI, if maybe another occurrence would be happening. So certainly, AI could be transformed in this case as maybe a public health tool to be utilized in healthcare with this virus.
Sure. Another thing, too, that is of concern within the hospital situation environment is that often you can pick up something at the hospital that is worse than what you went in for, that you can pick up C. diff, or you can pick up other bacteria that actually make you sick. And it's just not a healthy... Hospitals are not healthy places to be.
Right, right.
MRSA.
Yeah, it really is amazing. Right?
Yes.
How you walk in and then you come out actually sicker. So it's always... Boy, sometimes even care at the home could be warranted in certain situations.
Right. Yes, I think that people have to take all of this into consideration when you're ill. You have to take responsibility for what you're doing, what you're teaching your children. Take a great deal more responsibility for your own health rather than just make it your doctor's responsibility. Take an active part in your recovery, in the way that you live, in the what you choose to eat, and don't expect to just cure everything with a script from your doctor. But take some responsibility. Correct?
Yes, totally agree to that, Deanna. That is a fantastic point.
So, well, anyway, it's been delightful having you on the program. And wonderful to talk with you. And thanks to the callers. And take care and keep doing a great job.
Great. Thanks for having me on. I enjoyed
it. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you next week. Take care.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.